We are doing the Gemara Megillah. We're up to Daf Vav Amud Beis. We will start again from the Mishnah. Karuta Megillah Ba'Adar HaRishon. If they read the Megillah on the first Adar, V'nitabera HaShana, and then the year became a leap year, Korin Ota Ba'Adar Sheni. We read it again in the second Adar. The Mishnah tells us, Kare'u, if they read. Notice the Mishnah's terminology is Alashon Bidiyevet, if it happened. This isn't the ideal way to do things. There's a Mishnah that tells us what to do, and there's a Mishnah that tells us what to do if you did. If you did, it's called Bidiyavad, if you had done. Yeah? Bidiyavad. So our Mishnah is saying Bidiyevet, if they already did it. Kare'u, if they read the Megillah. And Adarishon Vinita Birashana, and the year became pregnant, it became a leap year. Korin Ota, we read it again. Badar Sheni in the second Adar. Ein Bein Adar Rishon Adar Sheni, La Kriyat Hamgila Umatonot Levyonim. There isn't any difference between Adarishon and Adar Sheni other than reading of Megillah and Matonos Levyonim. Ein Bein Ela, this is a term we'll have to delve into later on in life. We're not yet holding it. Bezrat Hashem, one day we'll get to it. What? There is nothing different other than that. Yeah, so we have to understand why the Mishnah would word it that way. There's a Tosus that discusses it. Later in life we'll get to it, Bezrat Hashem. Halinyan Seder Pashiyot. You gotta notice it. Realize that it's unique. But it's not worth going into right now. We understand when the Mishnah says there's no differentiation between the two Adars other than Megillah and the gifts to the poor, that with regard to the Parshios that are read in the month of Adar, those, they are equal. Yeah, Zeh v'zeh shavim, this and this are equal. We would read the Parshiyot in both Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. So far, so good? Yes. Okay, there are things that should bother you here. But you have to know the later Mishnayot, which we didn't get to do here. So, for now...
This is coming late of the Mishnah, as a continuation.
Correct.
Does mine go open the window? That's fine.
And the Mishnah made a statement that...
I'm listening, yes.
In the Matzav Bediavad, also Matanot Levyonim and Megillah you read on the second. That's what is similar with the Rishon. I.e. that the other two, that they are Shavim.
Wait, they didn't say they're Shavim. It says in an ideal state, if you would know that you're making a Dal Bet, then the only difference would be that you wait with the reading of Megillah and giving the gifts to the poor till the second Adar. That's what the Mishnah said. If you know in advance there are going to be two Adars, then you wait for the second one for reading the Megillah and giving the gifts to the poor.
Doesn't that imply that the second one's primary?
Yes. We understand from here that with regard to the reading of the Parshiyot, we would do on both. Mani Matnitin, who is the author of the Mishnah. And we said that question is sometimes when the Mishnah does not fit with the opinion of Rabbi Meir, and sometimes when it doesn't fit with the opinions that the Gemara is going to present us. And that's what the Gemara is doing here. It says, this Mishnah does not fit with any opinion that we can identify. Lo Tanakama, lo Rav Elazar ben Rav Yosef, lo Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. This Mishnah is not the opinion of the first Tana in the Braisa, nor the opinion of Rav Elazar ben Rav Yosef, nor the opinion of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa. Karutam gira ba'adar rishon v'nitabra shana, kurinuta ba'adar sheni. The first Tana, Tanakama, the earlier opinion in the Mishnah says, if they read the Megillah in the first Adar, notice Lashon Dievet again, the year became pregnant, became a leap year, Korinu Taba Adar Hasheni. We read the Megillah again in the second Adar, Shekol Mitzvot Shenagot Pasheni, Nagot Parishon, Chutz Mimikra Megillah. Because all mitzvot that should be practiced in the second Adar also can be practiced in the first Adar, other than the reading of the Megillah. So the first opinion in the Mishnah says that you could do them in the first Adar. We notice that the word Nohagot in this Braisa is different than we would have thought it means. We would think Nohagot means this is when you should. And okay, Rav Lezer Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ein Korinota Ba'adar Hasheni. If you read the Megillah in the first Adar, you don't read it again in the second Adar. Shekol mitzvot shenogot b'sheni, nogot b'rishon, because we have a blanket rule. All mitzvot that are applicable in the second Adar, applying the first Adar.
What are those mitzvot?
Are they talking about the Vador?
One second. So what mitzvahs do we have? We have the reading of the Megillah. We have the four parashiyos we read. We have giving the gifts to the poor. We have the meal of Purim. We have Mishloach Manos. So those are mitzvahs of Purim and the gifts to the poor, right? So Rav Lezer Rav Yossi says, don't read it again the second Adar. You fulfilled all your obligations in the first Adar. Good for you. You wonder what the Jewish people looked like in those days. Such divergent opinions, right? Well, usually they knew it would be two Adars. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Mishum Rabbi Yossi. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel quotes Rabbi Yossi. What does the word Mishum mean?
Because
in his name, but he didn't hear it directly from him. Af, what does the word Af mean?
Even,
right. Af, even. Af korinota badar hasheni. He would even read it in the second Adar. Shekol mitzvot shenagot pasheni en nagot parishon. For all mitzvot that apply in the second do not apply in the first Adar. Okay, before we finish the Braisa. Okay, we'll finish. Vishavin, and they all agree. Veshavin, I'm sorry, Besped of Tanicha, Surim Bezel Vezeh. And they all agree that the 14th and 15th of Adar are prohibited from eulogizing or fasting on both Adars. So far, so good? Okay.
So what's the nuances between the three?
Let's see.
Are they referring to Mechatchila or Bidiyavad also?
Well, it would seem that it's Bidiyavad. Everyone seems to agree that in an ideal world, we would read it in the second. The question is, what happens if you didn't? Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said in the name of Rav Yossi, Af Korin Ota Basheini Af, correctly translated as even. Whenever we have the word Af, so there are two opinions in Tosus. One opinion says that Af connotes that it is secondary. It's not on the same level as the primary one. Another opinion says, no, it just means this too. Doesn't necessarily mean it's less than. Okay, now the Gemara begins, and this is a difficult Gemara. Let's see. So the first opinion we saw in the Braisa said that You don't have to redo anything other than reading the Megillah. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said you have to repeat the reading of the Megillah. So the Gemara begins by saying Rav Shimon ben Gamliel haynu tanakama. Don't Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and the first opinion say the same thing? Amar Rav Papa, and Rav Papa explains Seder Parshios Ika Benayim. The difference between them is with regard to the Parshios. Technically, the Gemara here seems to assume wherever you read the Megillah, that's the place you're going to do all the mitzvahs. So what does it mean that the mitzvahs that are applicable in the second can also be performed in the first, other than the Megillah? What did the first opinion say? First opinion in the Braisa said everything you do on the second, you could do on the first, other than the Megillah. What did Rav Shimon ben Gamliel say? Nothing you do on the second could be done on the first. Comes the Gemara and says, they're saying the same thing. How do you do that? What do you mean they're saying the same thing? They used completely opposite words. So, let's notice the focus of the Braisa. The Braisa began by focusing on the reading of the Megillah. If they read the Megillah, the Braisa was not discussing other mitzvot. Rice was discussing the reading of the Megillah. It said, if you read the Megillah on the second Adar, so you read it again. If you read it on the first, you read it again on the second, because there's no difference. So we assume when we read a Mishnah, if the Mishnah says there's no difference, it means there's no difference. Wrong. We gotta get used to Gemara terminology. Sometimes when the Gemara says there's no difference, means there's no difference with regard to what we're talking about. But in other areas, maybe there is a difference. We said, our Mishnah says, there's no difference other than. Well, that would seem to mean there's no difference other than. There's one exception, right? It tells us the Gemara, no. Ain the maiden min haklalos. You don't learn from these rules. These rules mean, you know, in this area that we're talking about. Everyone in this room is invited to my house for Shabbos. Everyone in this room? No, everyone, all you guys sitting here together. Do I really mean for Shabbos? No, I'm not home Shabbos. I mean in general, when I'm home Shabbos, you guys are all invited. Sometimes we say things and we don't mean them the way you take it as a blank statement. Right? So, the Gemara also understood that the Mishnayot were taught in a context. And the students knew what the context was and what was going on. And that was passed on with the tradition. We come and we read the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, wow, phenomenal statement. No difference between the two Adars other than Megillah and Matanos Levionim. So you'll tell me, wait, what about the meal? What about Mishloach Manos? Doesn't say it in the Mishnah, right? It seems you do it on both. It says there's no difference between the two other than these two exceptions. The Gemara took for granted it's not that way. They weren't even discussing the meal in Mishloach Manos in the Mishnah. So the meal in Mishloach Manos is obvious in the second. But the same thing here. We read a brisa, we read the words, we say, wait a second, they said the exact opposite. How's the Gemara say they said the same thing, right? Tanakama said there's no difference other than Megillah. But Moshe Ben Gamliel says nothing you do on the first, nothing that should be done on the second could be done on the first. How do you say the two are saying the same thing, right? So if you read it as blanket statements, then you've got a problem. If you read it as context, what's the conversation? The conversation is about the Megillah. About the Megillah that was reading in the first Adar. And then we say all mitzvahs that are applicable. So then we say, wait a second, your whole focus was about the Megillah. With regard to the Megillah, they seem to say the same thing. Now, what I just told you is should bother you. It's not such a clean shot, what I said. Right? Because at the end of the day, they did make statements that seem to say the exact opposite, right? So we're saying, yeah, in context and with regard to, but I'll tell you the truth, if the Gemara didn't say it, we wouldn't say it either. Ordinarily, we assume people say what they mean and we what they say. From the way the Gemara approaches it, we understand how the Gemara was understanding it. But if we'd only have the Braisa, we'd understand it the way we understand it. You say everyone in this room is invited to my house for Shabbos. Anyone in this room could come knock. You meant something else. You had to be clear. You weren't clear? Okay, whoever understood, understood. But you might get knocks from everyone, right? So by the same token, if all we had were the Braisa, we'd understand the Braisa at face value. The Gemara tells us, no, wait a second. This isn't the way we understand the Braisa. But you're right if this bothers you. Meaning I gave some kind of explanation for whatever it's worth. But at the end of the day, it should bother you. Right? They seem to have said statements that are completely different. Right? Okay, so the Gemara says, Amar Rav Papa, and Rashi over here, what does Rashi say? The Amar Rav Papa Garcina. You see the Rashi? What's Rashi changing from our Gemara? Garcina means this is the version. This is the exact version how your Gemara should say. He's adding the Vav. What's the difference if you have that Vav or not? The Amar Rav Papa means not that the Gemara asked a question. Amar Rav Papa, along came Rav Papa and answered the question. But rather, the Amar Rav Papa, and part of the whole quote here is what Rav Papa taught us, that the difference between the opinions is the Seder Parshios, meaning this also helps us understand the Gemara. If the Gemara is to be read, we quote a Braisa, and then we say, wait a second, these two opinions that say the exact opposite, they're saying the same thing. And then we say, wait, what's the question? What do you mean? They're not saying the same thing. Right? But if the Gemara is quoting a Braisa, and the Gemara is saying, and about this Braisa, where you might think that Rav Moshe Ben Gamliel is the same as the Tanakhama because with regard to the conversation of the Braisa, with regard to the Megillah, they seem to be saying identical things. And about that, Rav Papa explained such and such. It's not that they were sitting in the academy, learned the Braisa, and someone said, wait a second, they're saying the same thing. That question we'd have a problem with. What do you mean? But they're not. But if it's part of a conversation, you want to understand the difference. Rav Moshe Ben Gamliel, is he like the Tanakhama? No. Came along Rav Papa and explained he's not. You guys with me? Then it's a little bit better. I agree with you. If you're a little bit not happy with the pshat I'm saying, I'm also not happy with the pshat I'm saying. After learning this Gemara, I don't know how many times, it's the best I can do. I'm also not so happy. I don't know, you know, the Gemara asks, Rav Nishim Ben Gamliel, Hainu Tanakama. That is the Tanakama. What does it mean? There's a difference between them. So I'm giving you possible explanations, but at the end of the day, you know, it's with a kvetch. I'm not happy either.
The thought makes it so it's included in the conversation?
Correct. It's part of the conversation. It's all part of the quote. We began by saying, who is our Mishnah? So we're going to present you with the opinions. Now, how are you to understand the opinions? So it's all part. We quote the Braisa. We then quote the continuous conversation. So the continuous conversation goes, is there a difference between these two opinions? And Rav Papa explained to us, we have on tradition, his explanation, the difference is the parashas. Now that we have that explanation, let's get back to the show. What was our original question? Now, which opinion fits with our Mishnah? But it's all part of a quote. That's the importance of Rashi. Ve'omar Rav Papa. There wasn't a question here, and Rav Papa answered, but rather this is all part of the quote. We have the Braisa. You'll tell me, Rav Shem Ben Gamliel equals Tanakama. No, and Rav Papa explained to us the following. It just dulls the sharpness of the question. But the question's still there. How could the Gemara say they're saying the same thing? Yes, sir.
Can we explain it that we're talking about different situations? Like, Tanakama, it could be Rav Gamliel's expression of two situations. One is when we don't know that the second month is Purim is Adar as well. And that, and then we fulfill the obligation for everything except for reading the Megillah and then get to the poor. But ideally, what we do is we know that there are 2 months, there are 2 Adars, then we just do everything in the second month.
I don't think so. Read it again later. See, I don't think that really works. See it in context. I don't think so.
Okay.
The Amar Papa, Sir Papa, explained to us the Pashyoti Kabinayu. The difference here between the opinions is not the way you would think. Oh, that there's a world of difference between them. No, the whole difference between the opinions is the Parshios. The Tanakama Savar. The first opinion in the Braisa holds Lechatchila Basheni. Ideally, we read the 4 Parshios and the 2nd Adar. The Avud Barishon Avud. And if you did it in the first one, okay, you did it. Balme Mikra Megillah. The only exception would be the reading of the Megillah. Even if you read it already in the first Adar, we say, you didn't do your job, you're going to have to redo it in the second one. If you did the 4 Parshios in the first Adar, so we say, okay, mistakes happen, you were Yotze. In Megillah, we say, mistakes happen, fix it. You got to reread it the second Adar. Rav Lezer, Rav Yossi Savar, Afinu Mikra Megillah Lechatchila Barishon. Rav Lezer, Rav Yossi, wow, he goes all the way. He says, you could, even in an ideal situation, you're allowed to read the Megillah in the first Adar. That's okay. Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel Savar, Afilu Seder Parshiyot Ikaru Berishon, Karu Basheni. Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel says, not only do you have to reread the Megillah, but even the Parshiyos, if you read them in the first, you have to reread them in the second. Now, we have to understand here, we're going to make one more attempt at explaining the Gemara's line, Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel Hainu Tanakama, just because it's a very bothersome line. You take 2 diametrically opposed statements and say they're saying the same thing. That's troublesome, right? So what did Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel say? He said, all mitzvos that apply in the second do not apply in the first. What mitzvos do we have in Adar? The only mitzvah is reading the Megillah. Meaning they instituted, give gifts to the poor, give food to another and have a meal. But the mitzvah is really, which mitzvah? The mitzvah of reading the Megillah. And the Gemara doesn't know what either opinion holds when it says, you got to reread the Megillah. Is that a way of saying you got to redo Purim? Or is that just a way of saying reread the Megillah? The assumption is, right, the assumption is you're going to have to redo Purim. Well, then what's the difference between them? What other mitzvahs are we talking about? He says you got to redo Purim because the mitzvahs of the second don't work on the first. He says you got to redo Purim because the mitzvahs, other than Purim, the mitzvahs of the second apply on the first. What are the mitzvahs? What are you talking about? So aren't they saying the same thing? Answer, no. I know they used the word mitzvah. They didn't mean mitzvah. They meant the reading of the four parshas. That you have to say anyways in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say, well, all other mitzvos, they're talking about all other mitzvos, like eating the meal, like giving mishloach manos. The assumption is that's not their point of contention, right? So meaning the Gemara understood, reading the Megillah is a code for all of Purim. All of Purim must be redone, they both agree. So then, what are they arguing about? That's the Gemara's question. Aren't they saying the same thing? I know they used opposite terminology, but aren't they saying, bottom line, the same thing? Answer, even though they used the word mitzvah, what they meant to say is, the reading of the parshas, that could also be called a mitzvah, it's a rabbinic institution, that's their point of contention. Guys, you with me? So we've made three noble attempts, and I think the last one is better than the first two. Okay, let's continue. You also have to learn to live with questions. You know, there are points that I had. I told you guys this. Sometimes I had questions I lived with for 10 years, and then I found the answer in a Rashi somewhere else, or in a Gemara somewhere else. You got to learn to live with questions. This is a question I'm living with for about almost 20 years now. So okay, we'll live with it. I hope I'll get a better answer. Every year it gets better. Let's continue. I think this last answer is actually a pretty good answer. Let's continue. So now that we've explained the different opinions, we come back to our question and say, Mani. So who is the author of our Mishnah? Itanakama, if you'll tell me, it's the first opinion. Well, the first opinion of the Mishnah said, if you read the Megillah in the first Adar, you reread it on the second, because all mitzvahs that apply in the second apply on the first other than Mikra Megillah. So the Gemara says, wait a second. If that's the opinion, we said that Matanos Levionim you can't do on the first Adar in our Mishnah, right? So the Gemara says, if it's the Tanakama, if it's the first opinion, Kasha Matanot, he seems to say, oh, mitzvah supply, mix my last explanation. You see here, the Gemara assumed Mikra Megillah was not all-encompassing, right? I take back the last thing I said. I made an attempt, it didn't work. No, we got to go back. The Gemara is assuming Mikra Megillah is only Mikra Megillah. So we had two possible explanations. So let's just make an order. let's organize things. The Braisa said if they read the Megillah on the first, they reread it on the second. The mitzvahs that apply on the second also apply on the first, other than the Megillah. The Megillah must be reread. That's the first opinion. Our Mishnah says you got to read the Megillah plus giving the gifts to the poor. So that doesn't fit with the first opinion, right? E Rav Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi Kashanami Mikra Megillah. Rav Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi said you could ideally do everything in the first Adar. So then the Mishnah doesn't fit with him at all. Here Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Kasha say their parshas. If it's Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, so then we come back to the first statement we made when we began the Gemara. The Gemara said, what do you mean there's no difference between the two Adars other than reading Megillah and the Matanos Levionim? You seem to indicate that the parshios, those can be done in either one, right? If you read it on the first, you don't have to repeat it. And we said in Rav Shimon ben Gamliel that he meant to say that you would have to repeat the four parshios.
It's so how? The Mishnah.
So he doesn't fit with the Mishnah. Answers the Gemara, the Olam Tanakama.
Sorry. Rashbag said that you don't have to repeat.
Rashbag said you'd have to repeat everything. No. Nothing you do on the second can be done on the first.
Even the parshios.
And that would include even the parshios. Nothing. Everything must be on the second.
This here, a couple lines of this. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Sabar, Afilu, Serapu, Parshiot, Ikahu, Zeloshon, Kahu Vishini.
If you read it on the first, you'd have to repeat it on the second because you can't do anything on the first. He holds even the parshios ikaru barishon. If you read it on the first karu b'sheni, you'd have to repeat it on the second.
So we go from less inclusive.
What do you mean inclusive?
Well, in regards to the amount of the mitzvot that we consider that there is a distinction.
I didn't follow. I'm listening.
I'm trying to organize. I'm trying to take it back. Okay.
The first opinion said the mitzvahs could be performed on the first Adar other than the reading of the Megillah. Rav Lezer Rav Yossi said everything could be performed on the first Adar. Rav Shem Ben Gamliel goes the opposite extreme and says nothing could be performed in the first Adar. So we said Rav Shem Ben Gamliel, well, okay, Rav Shem Ben Gamliel, Kasha say their parshios. Rav Shem Ben Gamliel seems to say you can't do anything in the first Adar, then you have a problem. What about the parshios? Our Mishnah said you could do the parshios in the first Adar. He says you can't. Answers the Gemara, Le'olam Tanakama. Really, I could say the opinion of our Mishnah goes in line with the first opinion of the Braisa, which is always a good thing to do, because when you look at the Braisa, you have the first opinion is said plainly, so that's a stam. That's called a stam, right? What does stam mean? Said plainly. What does said plainly mean? That Tana gave it the as though it's everyone's opinion. Whenever you quote something and then you say, well, this one says this, he seems to be the minority opinion. He's in disagreement. So if our Mishnah says plainly, we have a stam Mishnah, and the Braisa says plainly, stam Braisa, so it's very good if we're going to say our Mishnah fits with the stam Braisa. Yes? Okay. Yes? Okay. Says the Tosis in the Gemara and Sota. Says Tosis. When we have a stam Mishnah, what is the power of a stam Mishnah? Should we go on a tangent or finish the sugya and then go on a tangent?
Go on a tangent.
Go on a tangent. Yeah, I feel like you guys need a tangent. says Tosis. When we have a stam Mishnah, so stam Mishnah has the koach, has the power halachically of Rabbim, of the majority opinion. We could explain Tosis to mean, because who made it a stam? Rebbe with his courts agreed. This would read plainly in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, this is the halacha. You read that, that's like everyone's opinion is that way. Then you say, and Rabbi so-and-so, he holds this way. So stam versus a minority opinion, almost always the halacha is like stam, right? Almost always. There are a few individuals in Shas who can overcome. But ordinarily, stam, the halacha is with the stam. But stam has a second power, says Tosis. That's called the power of stam. Meaning, stam, if you have a stam Mishnah, you have another Mishnah that says, v'chachamim omrim, and the rabbis there are of the opinion that. So Chachamim Omrim is also a majority opinion, right?
That's explicit.
But Stam is more powerful. Stam has two powers. Stam has the power of the Rabbim, that it's Chachamim, and it has the power of being Stam. That's what Tosa says. Now we could explain this with two thoughts, but this already is my explanation. It doesn't say in the Tosa. Who made the Stam? Rebbe and his courts, right? So this Rabbi Feinstein told us that because Rebbe and his courts, they made the stam in the Mishnah, that's what gives it the koach of Chachamim, because he had a whole court with him convening and agreeing that this is how they're going to compile the Mishnah. So far so good? Yofi. Okay. But remember, they could have made the Mishnah say Chachamim Omrim. They didn't have to make it into a stam Mishnah. They could have written the rabbis say this, and then it would have also had a koach of a rabbim, right? And there were issues where they chose not to give it a Chachamim Omrim, but rather stam. So then it makes perfect sense what Tosis is saying. You have a power of an individual. You have a stronger power when the Mishnah quotes it in the name of Chachamim, the masses, the rabbis say. And then you have an even stronger power, which is called stam, that the Mishnah has said plainly. Understood? Okay?
Since okay. They had the choice of determining, giving it an address or not giving it an address. In fact, they didn't give it an address. It's alluding to the fact that they're seeing it as even more authority. All in common.
Correct. We can add one more point. Stam Mishnah or Stam Braita, Stam Mishnah is more powerful. But if we can align the Stam Mishnah with the Stam Braita, that's better. Okay. So the Gemara says, Leolam Tanakama. Truthfully, we can say that the Mishnah is really Tanakama. Aye, what was our issue with that? The Tanakhama, the first opinion in the Braisa, said the only difference between the two Adars is the reading of the Megillah. So make an editor's note. Tana Mikra Megillah, the Tana said the reading of the Megillah, Ve'u Adin Lematanot Levyonim, and he meant also Matanot Levyonim. Now my third explanation is starting to awaken. If you guys review this, you'll see that my third explanation wasn't so bad. In the end, no, I'm serious. According to the Maskana of the Gemara, it's not so far. The question is how you work it with the Havamin at that point. So the Gemara is saying, when he said you have to reread the Megillah, so he meant reread the Megillah, plus the gifts to the poor. Because really, one's contingent on the other. When do you give the gifts to the poor? When you read the Megillah. That's when the poor are anticipating it. You remember? We saw it together. You remember?
Mm-hmm.
That they made a special institution. That even if you're going to proceed the reading of the Megillah, don't say, well, the rest of Purim is going to be celebrated at its proper date, including the gifts to the poor. Sheineihem shel aniyim nesuot lemikra Megillah. The poor are looking for when are they going to read the Megillah. That's when we'll get our hand out. So it makes sense it should go hand in hand, and that doesn't necessarily mean that all the other mitzvahs go hand in hand. Meaning it doesn't necessarily mean what I said, that Mikra Megillah is a code for everything. Maybe yeah, maybe no.
Skill.
Because Matanot Levyonim is more connected to the reading of the Megillah than the other mitzvahs. Possibly. Probably.
Do
okay.
Have a question, Matanot Levyonim, according to
we answered it. That according to Tanakhama, when Tanakhama said you read the Megillah, they meant, and this as well. The Iba'it Ema, and if you want, I could tell you, Le'oilom Rabban Shimon ben Gamlieli. Really, the Mishnah is the opinion of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Umatnitin chisurim echsra ve'achi ketani. And the Mishnah is missing a few words. This is how it should read. You notice the wording. Chisurim echsra, missing it is missing. Ve'achiktani. Remember what we say. What do the words achiktani mean? It's a miniature chesuri mechsera. When it says chesuri mechsera ve'achiktani, it's telling me now I'm going to add real words. When it says achiktani without the chesuri mechsera, it means I'm almost going to add real words. Remember we discussed this. Achiktani means a re-understanding of the Mishnah, which is almost like adding new words. Achiktani is a miniature chesuri mechsera. Remember, guys, we did this. Okay, don't feel bad if you don't remember. Bezrat Hashem, all due time.
Here, so.
You were not here.
Okay, so that pen by itself. So here, the fact that it has been bought.
Chesuri mechsra ve'achiktani means I will now add words to the Mishnah, and at a later date, after you guys are finished with a few more tractates, we have to come back to this term and redefine it. But for now,
and
we'll leave it at such.
And not take.
Chesuri mechsra means I am adding words to the Mishnah. At this point of our lives. Ein ben arbasa. So now we are going to reread the Mishnah. The Gemara does an editor's note. Ein ben arbasa sheba'ador arishon. Arbasa sheba'ador asheni. Ela mikra megillah umatanas levyonim. Don't read it. Ein ben ador arishon ador asheni. There's no difference between these 2 months. But read it rather as there's no difference between these 2 dates of these months. We're not talking about the month as a whole. We're talking about the days of Purim of the month. What's the difference? Then I'm not talking about the 4 parashios. What does the Mishnah feel about the 4 parashios? I don't know. It could be Rav Shem ben Gamliel. Now that's a very easy editor's note, right? Because we just, really, it's a wonder that they had to add those words. Meaning I would say that's what the Mishnah meant. When it meant no difference between this month and that month, it was focusing on the date. Now, the Gemara did something very unusual here. The Gemara had a good pshat. The Gemara said, and if you want, I'll give you another pshat. And I'll have to make an edit in the Mishnah. Why do you do that? But you had a good pshat without this.
Was there something
So you could say what Yosef's saying. The Gemara had an issue with the first answer. It didn't like the first answer so much. But Tosus gives a different answer in Shas. Tosus sometimes gives your answer. And in many places in Shas, Tosa says, the Gemara wanted to show us how the Mishnah could work with this opinion, because the Gemara knew the Halacha would be like this opinion. So sometimes when the Gemara knew that it's going to end up with a certain opinion, the Gemara wanted to show us that that opinion works with the Mishnah as well. Yeah, Adam?
So the first one was stumps.
Depends how far behind. Looks like you're following.
I got that. I mean, No, I see what you're saying on that. I'm just, you know, I'm sure. It seems like a cop out to add words.
Oh. So that, give yourself time. In a few years, we'll get that. When you've been learning more Talmud, we could discuss it on a deeper level. Meaning, you're right. You're right. It should bother you. You're right. No, but there's a much deeper understanding to what the Gemara just did, which we can't do now. You have to have more experience with more tractates. You'll encounter this concept over a few more tractates, and then I could go deeper with you. It's not the time yet. For now, we're taking a simplistic understanding that it's an editor's note. The Gemara says the way we have to read the Mishnah is Ein ben albasa shabadar rishon albasa shabadar sheni ele mikra migina matanot halinyan esped betanit zeh vzeh shavim. And what we would derive from the Mishnah is that with regard to eulogizing or fasting, there the two adars are equal. Vilusedo parshiot lo mairi. But the Tana is really not dealing with the parshios. He's not dealing with the month as a whole. He is dealing with the 14th and 15th days of Purim.
Esped betanit is something.
What?
That's a given, the fact that the point that's making about
right, it's but I need it's like just that
because of the context.
Not following.
The very fact that we have the halachot in regards to Megillah.
When
it's obvious that we also there wouldn't be tanit.
Okay, fine. Fine. Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin, now we close the sugya, and believe me, next week's going to be easier. This is one of the tougher sugyot in the Masechta. Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, we have a quote from Rabbi Yochanan, the disciple of Rabbi Yanai, the compiler of the Jerusalem Talmud, the chief rabbi of Jerusalem, the brother-in-law of Reish Lakish. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, so he quotes in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Hilchisa, what's halacha going to be? And you could have guessed it already. The halacha is going to be like Ram Shim Ben Gamliel, Shomer Ram Shim Rabbi Yossi. Like Ram Shim Ben Gamliel in the name of Rabbi Yossi. How do we know that? Because we saw that we quoted the Tosis. Otherwise, the Gemara is really bewildering. Why would the Gemara do Chisuri Mechzer if it had a good pshat? Right? So we already knew there's a good chance we'd head this way. And what I'm telling you now is an important key in Shas, because sometimes the Gemara isn't going to be so obvious. Sometimes the Gemara won't hit a bottom line. And then the Rishonim are going to say, wait a second, so what's the bottom line? And sometimes they're going to prove it from this. Sometimes the Rishonim are going to say, wait a second, but you see the Gemara went to great lengths to make the Mishnah work according to this opinion. So that is an indication in Halacha that the Gemara wanted this opinion to work. The Gemara was siding with this opinion. That's why I'm pointing it out here. Okay, here we saw it. But we have to know it for where it's not so obvious. Back to the Gemara. Vishneem ikra echad darshu. And really all opinions in the Mishnah and the Braisa were all working off of the same pasuk. The pasuk says the Megillah must be read in this manner b'chol shana v'shana, every year. The question is, what does it mean every year? It's telling me something. It's saying there's a certain consistency that must exist. What's that consistency? Rav Lazar, Rav Yossi Savar, b'chol shana v'shana teaches me ma kol shana v'shana dara samuch l'shvat. Just like every year, I read it in the first Adar that comes after Shvat. Afkan, so too in a leap year, Adar HaSamuch L'Shvat. The Adar that is adjacent to Shvat is the Adar where I would read the Megillah. I'm sorry it's late at night, but when you guys review it, you should have a problem with this line in the Gemara. So I won't hold you to it tonight, but when you review, this should bug you. Ram Shim Ben Gamliel Savar.
We learned that Lechatchila, you should do it on the second.
Oh, if that's the limud, if we're learning it out because it should be on the Adar that's adjacent to Shvat, so then why does Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi allow you to read it on the second Adar altogether? How does he let that happen? Right, if that's the limud, so he lets you, like you said, that's the question, right? Good question. Oh, I don't have a cigar, what can I do? We derive from the verse every year, Makol Shana V'Shana Adara Samuch L'Nisan. Just like every year, it's the Adar which is adjacent to the month of Nisan. Afkan, so too in a leap year, we would go with the second Adar, which is the Adara Samuch L'Nisan, the Adar that's adjacent to Nisan. Says the Gemara, Bishlema, this can all work. Rav Lezer Rav Yossi, Mistabra Tamik. I could understand his logic. Then mavrina la mitzvot. We have a rule. The first moment you could perform a mitzvah, you do it. You don't pass an opportunity to do a mitzvah. So if I have a choice to do the first ador or the second ador, I understand if I have to derive from the verse one way or the other, I would opt for the derivation which allows me to perform the mitzvah earlier rather than later. Ela Rashbag Mai Taimei. But what's the reasoning behind Rabban Shim Ben Gamliel? Amar Rabbi Tevi Tam Rabban Shim Ben Gamliel Mismach Geula LeGeula Adif. He says it's better. We have two great salvations. We have the salvation from Mitzrayim, which led us to the building of the temple, and we have the salvation of Purim, which led us to the building of the temple. So when we align two salvations that led to the building of the temple, that's much better. Rabbi Lozer Amar Taimei Rabban Shim Ben Gamliel Mehacha. Rabbi Lozer says the reasoning behind Rabbi Shim Ben Gamliel is the following verse that says, "Dichtiv lekayem tiger tapurim azot ashenit." And I guess we'll have to pick up here next week because we don't have the time to ashenit to fulfill the second institution of Purim, which we understand is a reference to the second month. But that we'll have to break our heads over next week. No, not the second Geula, the second Ador, the second month. And next week we enter a fascinating sugya, which really is the source for Yom HaTzmaut, which is the question, how could the rabbis allow themselves to institute a new holiday? And much, much more. So stay tuned next week. Bezrat Hashem.